once again. Hello. Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. Again.
Wanted to introduce the folks who we brought with us. So right here, this is Emmanuel. We got AJ. So Emmanuel and AJ are they're on campus at HBU, so they're students there. Emmanuel's about to graduate. Krupa is a junior at the University of Houston. And then Emily went to school at HBU, played soccer there, but now she's on staff with Campus Outreach at U of H. My name is Tim Miles. I am on staff with Campus Outreach at the University of Houston. My wife and I have been on staff. This is our fifth year, so we moved here from Atlanta, Georgia. We went to a small school in North Georgia, came to Christ there. And we have two sons. Timothy he's 16 months, so that's my little guy. And then we have a younger son, actually, who's 6 weeks old, so his name is Alexander. So that's kind of our family. But first, I wanted to thank y'all for having us here. And hopefully what we can do is kind of update y'all on what's been happening and kind of what our ministry looks like. And then y'all can hear some stories from these folks up here. So that's kind of where our time is going to look like. Last service, I was terrible at switching the slides, so I'm going to have this guy up here do it for me. So what is our mission? So Campus Outreach, we exist. We want to glorify God by building laborers on the campus for the lost world. So glorifying God, that's clear. Everything we do with y'all partnering with us, we want to glorify God. Our time on campus, that's what we want it to be about. We want our ministry to be about glorifying God. Building laborers on the campus. We feel like college students are some of the most strategic people to reach. If you come to Christ in college or you get a vision to follow Christ in college, there's no stopping where you can go. You can go anywhere in the world. So how do we do that? We want to go share our faith with students, and we want to see students discipled and equipped to go make disciples. And then when they leave college, they can impact the world around them. But for the lost world, that starts first with someone coming to Christ and really impacting the people around them. So you'll hear some stories of students who said, I came to Christ in college. I got a vision to follow Christ in college. And where it started was sharing with my friends around me. So for the lost world. So we want to see the campus reach, but also the city and in our world reach for Christ. Next slide. So here's a picture. So this is our Project Galveston last year. So our Project Galveston is an eight to 10 week project where students come to Galveston and they live together and they work jobs, Moody Garden, Schlitterbahn, different places like this. And then they grow. They learn how to grow in their walk with Christ. They learn how to study the Bible, how to pray, how to share their faith. And they're really doing that all in community. So that's a really fun time. So that's our summer project. This is our Campus Outreach staff team. I'm in the middle, me and my lovely wife, Danielle. But that's our staff team right there. So most of us moved out here to Houston. But we have some people who came to Christ through our ministry, and now they're on staff with us. Emily's an example of that, and Emmanuel actually as well. So the three campuses that we're at Sam Houston State. Anybody went to Sam Houston? One person? Two people? Three? Okay. Any Cougs up in here? We got any Cougs? No? A couple. And then we're at HBU. So those are our three campuses that we're at. So U of H was the first campus to come out here. So we started in the spring of 2012. And then Sam Houston State followed that next fall. And then HBU, we've been there for 2 years. So this is our second, going to our third year. So that's kind of the campuses that we're at. Next slide. So what's unique about Campus Outreach Houston? This is pretty cool. We found this stat. 95% of our staff and students actually came to Christ through Campus Outreach. So most of the people involved in our ministry came to Christ through someone at Campus Outreach coming to share their faith with them. That's what happened with me. I went to Berry College with the dreams of, hey, I'm going to play basketball. I'm going to live my life, and I'll get serious about Jesus when I get older. And it was a guy that worked on staff of Campus Outreach, and he came and started sharing the gospel with me. And I came to Christ at the end of my freshman year and started to get discipled and started to get a heart to share with my teammates and really share with the people around me. So so that was for me. So that's unique, I think it is. Focus and connection to the local church. What we believe is that we're not some entity or ministry that's just off doing their own thing, but we come under the submission, the authority of the local church. So for us, that's Grace Bible Church in the Heights. That's the church who we're under authority of. So we're really excited about that. Third thing, we equip student leaders to become some disciple makers. We don't want to just go share our faith with a bunch of people and hear a bunch of conversion stories, but we want to see people who accept Christ actually become disciples, to become disciples and become people who make disciples, which is what God has called us to do. Fourth thing, we want to focus on unreached student groups, so different affinity groups, ethnic groups. What that means really is there's a lot of groups on campus, and mainly most of the unreached groups are some of the groups with leaders. So Greeks, one church member said, you got to explain Greeks. So Greeks, I don't mean people from Greece. I mean fraternities and sororities. So that's one group that we want to go after, fraternities and sororities. We feel like this is a very unreached group. It's very, if any of y'all were in fraternity or sorority, most of y'all know Jesus is probably not the thing they're talking about around their around their dinner table. So we want to go after that group. And then we want to go into the athletic teams. A couple of these guys played soccer. And then we want to go into the dorm. So really our strategy is we're not going to put a post up and say, hey, we're Christian, come to us. But we're going to say, how can we bring the gospel to people who need it? So that's for us. And then staff team's commitment level. We're all young, but we have 70 years of collective experience. It's kind of amazing stat, I guess. But even more amazing than that, we do have a team, so that kind of adds up. But I really think we have a staff team who is committed to seeing God build a movement through our campuses. So it's been kind of cool the last couple of years just seeing people come in and say, hey, I want to give my 20s to this. So I've been working with Campus Outreach since I was right out of college, so 22. And now I'm 28, and I'm saying, hey, I want to commit the next 5 to 10 years of my life and my family's life to seeing God do something unique at U of H. So it's just awesome to see our team kind of buy into that. Kind of next slide. So our vision. So our mission was we want to build camp laborers on the campus for the lost world. Our vision and kind of what we, if we looked out and said from 20 years from now, what do we want to see happen? And we want to reach the world for Christ by mobilizing, or in another word, by sending out multi-ethnic laborers or leaders from strategic Texas campuses to the world. So we want to see these leaders raised up from these campuses, and we want to reach the world. So that's what we see, and really for y'all giving, that's what y'all are part of. So that's really exciting. Next slide. So here's a couple goals of ours. We want to see 220 disciple makers built and equipped to reach their world for Christ. And what we mean by disciple makers, it means, man, they know how to walk with God. So they know how to study God's word and how to pray and how to confess sin and how to walk with God. But they also know how to share that with others. So they know how to share the gospel with others. They've been equipped to go share that with others. So that's kind of what we would consider a disciple maker. And then we want to see over 10,000 college students with the opportunity to reinvestigate Jesus. And what we believe is that people come from so many different backgrounds, so many, whether you grew up in church or never heard about Christ, and we want to come and say, hey, we want to give you an opportunity to reinvestigate who Jesus is. And what we do through that is a 4-week study where we come and we really share the gospel with people. And while we're doing that, we're building relationships. So it's not just, hey, come to our thing, but it's how can we build a relationship and really preach the gospel to these students. And then the other goal is we want to see multi-ethnic leaders launched to the world. So Pastor Dave asked us this, kind of in light of international students, and have we reached any for them to go back and reach their world? And really, our hope is that we would see a lot of students come to Christ, be discipled, and then they would say, where is God sending me? And for a lot of these people, because they have diverse backgrounds, some of them say, hey, I want to go back home. I want to go back to where I'm from, and I want to share my faith with them. And some of them say, hey, I want to be launched into the business world, into Houston, and really impact that, or ministry. And that's what we're getting to start to see happen. So that's really exciting. Next slide. So what that looks like. So Sam Houston is here, so I'm just going to give an example of what this looks like on the college campus. So it starts with a leader and a team. And so going from left to right, this is Darren and Megan Chancellor. They're up at Sam Houston. They've been there for a year. They actually just welcomed a son last night, so that was really exciting. Rhett, I think that's his name. And then you got Mike, and then you got Heath and Melissa Pergon, and they're at Sam Houston State. So when they came there, they didn't know anyone. They didn't know any students. There was no ministry set up. And they're saying, hey, we want to go see a movement happen at Sam Houston State. And that started by sharing their faith. So next slide. So you start with a team. So they went after these groups. They went after fraternities and sororities. They went after athletic teams, and they went after the dorms. I know that says Greeks, but it's actually the dorms. they went after the dorms, and they said, we're going to be faithful in sharing our faith and building relationships with people to see God raise up some leaders. So that happened. Next slide. So that happened. They saw some disciples. So these are real people. These are real faces of students at Sam Houston State. And these people came to Christ, and they have been discipled. They're being discipled. So next slide. So these people who were reached by the staff, they went out and they reached their friends. They said, how can I take the gospel, what I've been entrusted to, and take it to my friends? So couldn't get all the pictures of faces, but hey, those are pictures of faces right there. Those are people. Those are real people. So they went and they have ministry. And then next slide. And now where they're at now, I don't know if you can see that, but that's their campus. They've seen a campus movement happen at Sam Houston State, and it's really exciting. The last picture down there, that was their first meeting, and there was like 300 students there. And that's, numbers are exciting. That's amazing. But what it really came from was a few people being faithful, reaching some students, the students walking with God and going to go reach their friends. And really what I would encourage, hopefully this could be encouragement to everyone in here, is, man, just to be faithful in where God has placed you. So that's one thing I just wanted to encourage y'all. And just seeing that on the campus, it's nothing special that they've done, but they've walked with God and they've been faithful. So kind of to narrow it down, what that looked like, kind of next slide, you can go 3 or 4 clicks or something like that. One more. Perfect. So these are two groups of students who said, man, we want to take what Christ has given me and we want to make it real in our lives and go impact others. So you got Honey and Taylor. They're part of a sorority, AD Pi. And then Lone Star Dorms, you have 4 students there. You have Logan, Garrett, Martin, and Aeon, I believe. And these students, they came to Christ and they said, hey, how can I impact the people around me? So they went, so that next summer, so they built relationships and throughout the year, and they saw people go to our summer project. And that was this summer. They saw people go to our summer project, and this was from them building relationships and sharing their faith. And from there, this fall, if you see this giant picture, not saying all these people are Christian, but all these people in their sorority has had an opportunity to reinvestigate Christ. And that's just really exciting. And then you kind of see this blurred picture. This is some guys that some of these Lone Star guys, they went out and reached with the gospel. And they're seeing that multiply throughout the dorm. So that's really exciting. And actually, we're starting to see athletes kind of be brought in through that. So that's been really exciting just to see that happen. So I have 2 more slides, but I wanted to bring up these students and really just share their story. You know, share hey, this is what God has done in my life, and hopefully y'all be encouraged by that. So I'm going to have AJ and Emmanuel come up first, and then Krupa and Emily come up next.
Thank you. My name is AJ. Okay, good. Hi. Well, my name is AJ, like Tim said, and this is Emmanuel. Basically, my story is I grew up in Nigeria, came to America early on in 2001, and I really grew up in the Catholic Church, you know, parents taking me to church every Sunday, just waking us up, and we'd go, you know, and didn't really learn much, but believed I was Christian, you know. I didn't really understand Catholic Christian, but I believed I was Christian, so I went off to a small junior college in Ranger, Texas to play soccer for a couple of years and just played soccer there. And I was done and I was ready to transfer to a four-year university. And I was looking at different schools. San Diego State was the first school that I had in mind. And I was looking over there and I took my visit out there and I liked it. Coaches really liked me and wanted me to come join the team. And I asked them what my role would be on the team, because at this point in my life, my focus is soccer, partying, girls. You know, those were things I was looking for. Big school that would give me opportunities for those things. So San Diego State was that school for me. And I asked him for my role, and it wasn't something that I wanted. He didn't give me a response that I wanted. So I began to look at other schools. In HBU, I contacted the soccer coach there. He told me, go ahead and come over and send him some videos. I liked it. He liked me, and he told me to come over to the school. Well, I came over in the summer to, you know, meet faces with my teammates and just to get familiar with them. And I met this guy, and we were, we were out there playing, and we became friends from the first day, and we became really good friends. And, you know, one thing I came into HBU thinking, okay, this is a bigger school. I'm gonna continue to party and gonna continue to play soccer and have fun. You know, do what I want. Well, I think something that really struck me was this guy's life from my teammates, the rest of my teammates and his life. His life was different from ours. You know, we wanted to go out and do all that stuff. He wasn't in that group. And so we built from having a friendship. He shared the gospel with me and really showed me, like, you know, why Christ died for us, you know, things like that. And things that I didn't really see before, you know, even growing up in the church, and I didn't really understand these things before. And by him sharing it with me, really planted that seed. You know, we went to church, and this was my first semester. And so the following spring semester, I was taking one of my friends to the airport, my roommate. He was going over somewhere for spring break, and there was a message on the radio, and it really, you know, hit me in my heart. And, like, it was talking about God's grace and God's mercy for us, and these were things I was like, man, I was really thinking, like, God has shown me a lot of grace and a lot of mercy, even with the life I was living before, the way I was living my life. And he, you know, God has had a lot of mercy and grace on me. And at that moment, I broke down because, you know, my life, God had really, you know, he really melted my heart. And, you know, Emmanuel planting that seed and just really using, you know, himself, allowing God to use him. And I have a verse I want to share with you guys, and it comes from Ephesians 2, verse 1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of that is now at work in sons of disobedience." And that was my life. You know, I was a son of disobedience. You know, I was following the power of the air, you know, the world. And that was my life. And so when I came back to campus after dropping my roommate off at the airport, I came back and I was taking him to the airport. And I was really broken. I was like, we got in the car, and I was just told him, I gave my life to Christ, and I was just started breaking down and crying. I was just couldn't control it. And yeah, thank you. And so for me, the following months was just really tough. You know, I just trying to see, like, how can I live my life for Christ? How can I be a better person? And just didn't really understand what that was and what that looked like. So he really brought me into a community, which was campus outreach, and they really helped me, and just by, you know, showing me that this walk isn't something to do on my own, and that I can, that I need help from a community and from other brothers and sisters.
So I'm Emmanuel. How y'all doing? Good.
And yeah, you know, I met him over the summer in summer camp, and we formed this relationship. But my whole mindset in life was based off of Matthew 28, where Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of the world, of all nations. And so even in a friendship relationship, you know, it's still with that lens of making disciples. And so that's, you know, real friendship, I'm just going to befriend you so I can share that. You know, it's real, and the gospel is also real. So it's like, you know, it goes hand in hand. And so, yeah, that was share the gospel, and God really changed his heart. And so I believe that God placed me on a soccer team for a reason. I mean, just like he places y'all in different works of life, wherever you are, wherever you're working at, like, it's for a reason, you know, like, it's not a coincidence, you know. So, and if we take Matthew 28 seriously, what Jesus commands us to do, you know, like, as we're going, making disciples. And so, we spent time with God together, we read the Bible together, we prayed, we went to church together, and God just did his work in his heart. Like, this guy, it's not the same guy. It's not the same guy from 2 years ago. You know, like it's actually crazy. You see him, you know, spending time with God on his own now, not with any coercion, and he's taking the gospel to people that he knows, you know, sharing the gospel. And you know, God is really, really doing a work, you know, doing a work that he started in his heart, you know, and it's overflowing to people around him, you know. So that's really cool to see. And just a huge thing that helped me, like, that I realize is that I talk more to God about him than I talk to him about God, right? Because God is the one, if we believe that God is the one that really changes a heart, you know, if we truly believe that, and we're not praying to God, you know, about the people we're trying to reach, and we're just going and just trying to do it, like, we're really trying to do it by ourselves, you know. We think we have something, like some power of persuasion or something like that, and we're not truly trusting in God, and we're just wasting our time. So, yeah, that's my huge encouragement to y'all, you know. Really take Matthew 28 seriously, and just wherever you're at, and just don't neglect prayer, because it's the creator of the universe that we're praying to, and the one that's able to change hearts. So, yeah, we just thank God for what he's doing. Thank you.
Miss Krupa. Long story short, so my family came to America when I was like 2 years old, and from that, he gave us a motel. God gave us a motel. And so from that motel, we had a woman and her family who stayed with us for 2 months, and she poured into my family very, very much, and she was very Christian and very godly woman. And surprisingly, I had went to Alana's when I was younger, when I was fourth and fifth grade, and then I had to stop because my parents didn't like it. And from there, I hadn't been back to church. I hadn't been approached the gospel until I got to college, when I was really confronted with it. And from that, like, God really challenged me to, like, actually see myself and see my sins, see the world's sin, see everything that has been happening around me. And he just led me back to the cross. And it's just, it's empowering for me because, like, I had tried so many times to, like, figure out a way to get to God and, like, try to figure out, like, what can I do? But it's more so, like, what can I do for him now? And it's amazing because, like, God really used my friendships with friends in architecture so that I could meet Emily out of a 20-minute dinner and just go to a basketball game with her, and to see that grow and really be like approached and confronted by the gospel again, and it was just amazing. So,
yeah. So, like Krupa. Oh yeah, clap for her. For God's word. Yeah, so like Krupa said, we just met at that 20-minute dinner. I had known some guys that were in architecture. They're involved with CO, and she was really good friends with them. And just from that, immediately God had really impressed on my heart just to kind of investigate and ask questions for her. And she was already ready for that. I mean, she had already been at a place where as soon as I initiated one question, she was ready to ask 50 more, which is a good thing because it just allowed a lot of opportunity to take all the questions and the things that she had and take it back to God's word. And just that it always came back to the cross of Christ, that she started to realize, okay, there's something, there's a decision that needs to be made. I'm being brought to a fork in the road. Like she said, there was a lot of struggle of how do I get to God, though? How do I get to God? And it always came back to Christ and about his work that he had done for us. And so in the summer when we were together, just through those struggles, I remember getting to a place in which she had just said, I'm the least worthy of this, though. And just, again, the gospel truth of, like, I'm the least worthy, too. But he's gone on our behalf and lived the life that we couldn't live and died the death for us that we deserved and then defeated it. And that was just finally, like, very impactful, that it brought peace to her heart. And now just what our relationship looks like is just reading the word together, meeting up, and just talking about the things of God, still hashing through questions that we have, because y'all know there's always things that we are wondering and hoping for, and circumstances bring doubt and fear. And so that's been really awesome to see her continue to seek me and me to seek her and seek God together, because we don't necessarily have a set time, but we are seeing each other each week because, like Emmanuel said, we have a friendship and a desire to go after God together. And that's really where friendship forms, you know, is when you're going after something together. And so just to continue to share where I'm laboring at U of H is within the Greek community. So fraternities, sororities, just to clarify again. So it's been really fun because we've used, like, the things that they already have going at U of H, like their philanthropy events and the, I don't know, they have so many things that go on. There's probably an event every day. And so just from that, just begin to start meeting girls, starting friendships. And we, one example is we've seen at Zeta, just a lot of opportunities for the gospel to be shared has opened up because of the friendship that we have with them. So just beginning small groups, and people are starting to reinvestigate Christ and kind of be confronted with the gospel, because we want to affirm their culture, but at the same time, we're challenging them with Christ. And really, there's no one living for God right now there. I'm not saying that there's no one that, like, wants God. It's just, like he's saying, they're unreached. There's no one going there to sit with them and to be with them and really tell them that is a free gift for them as well. You know, a lot of them feel so far from God. And so a big prayer request is just that really, as the gospel goes forth, that we, you know, continue to have those opportunities. But then also in Philippians 3, how Paul is just saying, like, that he lost all things for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. And, like, that's what it's going to take for the people in Greek life, is to see the surpassing worth of Christ, because it is going to take them denying what their desires are within themselves, or the approval of others. And so that's what they're being challenged with right now. And so, because at UH, we just really want to see it multiply within those affinity groups so it can reach the entire campus and then the city and then the world for Christ. So thank y'all for partnering with us and giving us an opportunity to give our lives to that. So thank you.
So just to finish off, next slide, where do we go from here? How many of y'all are in the oil industry? Several. Yeah, so most of y'all, though, y'all know what this is. What is this right here? A what? Platform. We've been calling it an oil rig. We might be totally wrong. I'm not in the oil industry, so. But anyways, we see that as, man, if these people, if they found the oil and all these amazing things happened on this platform, but they never sent it out. They never sent it out. And they would probably lose their job, probably put somebody else in there to do their job. For us, that's kind of where we go from here. That's how we view kind of campus outreach's role. We want to go and see people come to Christ and see students reach students and see that multiply for years to come and to see that happen, see amazing things happen on the campus. But we don't feel like our job is done until we see students mobilized and sent out. And that's really what we're praying for, that these students who come to Christ and get discipled, they will be mobilized to wherever God sends them. So whether that's into ministry or into the business world and into a local church or overseas, that's what we want to see happen. So that's what we're praying for, and we pray that y'all would continue to pray for that. And really, through y'all's giving, that's what we're all laboring towards. So that's really exciting. And then I got kind of this verse, just as we finish, that I just want to read. And this is Paul writing to the church in Philippi. And he says, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." And I've never been to this church, but I really enjoyed worshiping here and just being a part of this family today. And but we just want to thank you all for being partners in the gospel with us. As our fruit increases, hopefully we pray that it will increase to your account as well. So that's kind of our prayer. And once again, thank y'all.
Just to let you know, Clayton Dye, who you guys work with, actually, this is not just simply Texas. This actually started, I think, in Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. And they have gone through several college campuses, and they're just pushing their way into Texas. And when we found out about it, which I found out about because I was up at Huntsville, where Sam Houston State is, and the church I was at was heavily involved with the campus ministry at that time, with Campus Crusade. And things kind of died a little bit when a bunch of the leaders moved off. And then when they came in, pastor up there called me and said, "Hey, Dave, there's a group doing a great ministry work up here. You might want to get involved and try to support them." So then that's when I got a hold of Clayton Dye, and that's when we put them as far as a missions organization that we wanted to support. We do a lot of work overseas physically. We get boots on the ground in places like Uganda and Tanzania and Kenya. But as far as, you know, an imprint here in the States, in some ways we were a little lacking as a church, and we wanted to add something. So we were really excited to find a group that's doing a really dynamite job of making disciples and disciple makers here on college campuses. So we're very excited to be able to support you guys, and really excited to have them come in here and share some stories so you get to see some faces. But once a month, you know, we highlight here at Grace the different missions that we support throughout the year, and we throw that little thing up over there of campus outreach. Now you know what that really looks like when we stand and we pray for those for them once a year. So this is the people you're praying for, and it makes a difference. And I don't know about you, but you know, that's pretty exciting when you're sitting there hearing what's going on and you're a part of that, right? So let's stand together and let's pray.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bow with me if you would. Lord, we do thank you so much for the partnership that we have through Christ, through his blood on the cross, that makes relationships possible that we never would have dreamed of, never could have realized as happening. We are so grateful for Tim and the group here. Wonderful stories. Thankful so much for the work you've done in each one of their hearts and their lives, and what a difference they're making at the schools. We want to pray right now for your hand upon each one of them. Help them, those that are still students, to graduate and go to the places where they want to go and to be able to make a difference there. We pray for their ability to reach that goal of 220 disciple makers by the year 2020. And we pray for the ministry of campus outreach. Protect them from scandal. Protect them from groups that would try to make them stop, or from, unfortunately, even government decisions that might hinder them from sharing the gospel, or school decisions. We just continue to pray for open doors for them. And we pray for students to continue to come to Christ and for people to be made into disciples and disciple makers. We thank you so much for each one of them and the difference they're making. Continue to please bless this ministry and use it for your glory. And thank you for letting us be a part of it. In Christ's name, amen.